You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 429, covering week 35, August 25th to 31st, 2025. On August 25th, 1991, 21-year-old student Linus Torvalds announced on the comp.os.minix newsgroup that he had created a working prototype of the new Linux operating system, marking the completion of the Bash 1.08 and GCC 1.40 ports. The first public release of the Linux kernel was presented on September 17th. Kernel 0.0.1 was 62 kilobytes in compressed form and contained approximately 10,000 lines of source code. The modern Linux kernel contains approximately 41 million lines of code. Linus originally intended to call the kernel FreeX, a combination of the words free, freak, and X for Unix, but the kernel was given the name Linux by Ari Lemke, who at Linus's request placed the kernel on the university's FTP server, naming the directory with the archive not FreeX, as Torvalds had requested, but Linux. In the daily experimental Ubuntu builds that reflect the development of the fall release of Ubuntu 25.10, the sudo rs project written in Rust is used instead of the sudo utility used by default. The decision to use sudo rs in Ubuntu was made in May, but until recently it was unclear whether the developers would have time to implement the necessary missing features in sudo rs before Ubuntu 25.10 entered the freeze stage. To ship sudo rs in Ubuntu 25.10, the following requirements were met: the ability to work on systems with older versions of the Linux kernel, older than 5.9, support for the NoExec protection mechanism and AppArmor profiles, fixing stability issues, reviewing the package and adding it to the main repository. Delivering utilities written in Rust will reduce the risk of errors when working with memory, such as accessing a memory area after it has been freed and going beyond the buffer boundaries. If no unforeseen problems arise, Rust utilities will be used by default in the Ubuntu 26.04 LTS branch. QEMU 10.1.0 is out. QEMU allows you to run a program compiled for one hardware platform on a system with a completely different architecture, for example, to run an ARM application on an x86-compatible PC. In virtualization mode in QEMU, the performance of code execution in an isolated environment is close to the actual hardware system due to the direct execution of instructions on the CPU and the use of the Xen hypervisor, or the KVM module in Linux, or the NVMM module in NetBSD. The project was originally created by Fabrice Bellard to enable x86-based Linux binaries to run on non-x86 architectures. Over the years, full emulation support has been added for 14 hardware architectures, with over 400 emulated hardware devices. CozyStack 0.35 is now available. The project aims to provide a ready-made platform for hosting providers and a framework for building private and public clouds. The platform is installed directly on servers and covers all aspects of preparing the infrastructure for providing managed services. CozyStack allows you to launch and provide Kubernetes clusters, databases, and virtual machines. The platform code is available on GitHub and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The platform includes a free implementation of the network infrastructure based on QB-OVN and uses Cilium for the service network and MetalLB to announce services to the outside. The storage is implemented on LinStore, which suggests using ZFS as a base layer for storage and DRBD for replication. There is a pre-configured monitoring stack based on Victoria Metrics and Grafana. To launch virtual machines, KubeVirt technology is used, which allows you to launch classic virtual machines directly in Kubernetes containers and already has all the necessary integrations with the cluster API to launch managed Kubernetes clusters inside a quote hardware end quote Kubernetes cluster. Red Hat has published the second beta release of the RPM 6.0 package manager, which will be used in the fall release of the Fedora Linux 43 distribution. The project is used in such distributions as RHEL, Fedora, SUSE, OpenSUSE, OpenMandriva, Magia, PC Linux, and more. RPM code is distributed under the GPLv2 and LGPLv2 licenses. The OpenSUSE project developers have introduced the Agama 17 installer, which is being developed to replace the classic SUSE and OpenSUSE installation interface and is notable for separating the user interface from the internal YAST components. The code of the installer components is distributed under the GPLv2 license and is written in Ruby, Rust, and JavaScript/TypeScript. To test the new installer, live builds have been created for the XA664, PPC64LE, S390X, and ARM64 architectures. The builds include the beta version of OpenSUSE Leap 16, continuously updated builds of OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and OpenSUSE Slow Roll, as well as the container-based Micro OS edition and OpenSUSE Leap Micro 6.2. The installer will be shipped with OpenSUSE Leap 16 and SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16. Modesia 6.12.41 has been published. It is based on Debian and offers a selection of applications for musicians, designers, and video creators. The user environment is built using the Cinnamon desktop environment. The distribution has been developing since 1998 and is notable for its default high-performance CPU mode and the delivery of a kernel variant that works in real time. Wine is used to run multimedia programs compiled for Windows, ZRAM is used to compress data stored in RAM, and the kernel parameter vm.swappiness is reduced from 60 to 10 to reduce the activity of the swap partition. New FreedomBox Trixie builds have been published, translated to the Debian 13 base. The project is developing a system for easy deployment of personal servers that protect users' personal data and allow you to quickly launch typical services on your equipment that can be used for personal use. All the code developed by the project is available through the Debian repositories. The installation image is generated for the x86-64 architecture. The formation of i386 builds has been discontinued. If desired, you can create your own image using the special Freedom-Maker installer and the FreedomBox-Setup configurator. FreedomBox was founded by Eben Moglen, a Columbia University law professor who provides legal support for the Free Software Foundation. The project was created to provide a means to create a low-cost, low-power personal server that users can use to store their personal data and securely communicate without relying on external centralized services. GTK 4.20 has been released. GTK 4 is being developed as part of a development process that tries to provide application developers with a stable and supported API for several years that they can use without the fear of having to rework their applications every 6 months due to API changes in the next GTK branch. The Spam Assassin 4.0.2 spam filtering platform has been published. The package can be used on both client and server systems. Automatic filter rule update tools are supported. Spam Assassin code is written in Perl and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Stephen Deobald has announced that he is stepping down as executive director of the GNOME Foundation, which oversees the development of the GNOME desktop environment. Stephen took over 4 months ago, and at a recent board meeting, it was decided that he was not fit for the role, despite accomplishments such as creating a new donation platform, working on the guidelines, and building partnerships with related projects such as Postmarket OS. ICE-WM 3.9.0 is now available. ICE-WM provides full control via keyboard shortcuts, the ability to use virtual desktops, taskbars, and application menus, and tabs can be used to group windows. The window manager is configured via a fairly simple configuration file, and themes can be used. Combining windows in the form of tabs is also supported. Built-in applets for monitoring CPU, memory, and network traffic are available. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The new version adds support for cursor themes. As an alternative to XPM cursors, support for cursor image files in the XCursor format has been added. For themes that do not define a cursor image, the cursor from the XCursor system theme is used. To load cursor images, gdk-pixbuf functions are used without using the libxpm library. The libxcursor library has been added to the dependencies. The dependency on libxpm has been removed. The -covered option has been added to the ICE-SH utility to filter out windows covered by other windows. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.